Hello, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great myself. So, what's up?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I didn't even see your text because I was cutting wood, so.
No problem. Are you working on some more renovations?
Yeah, just well, we do everything ourselves. So we're just painting and we're making beams, so we had to cut up the wood.
Oh, that's
So
nice.
yeah.
That's a pretty
So
hands-on
it's
approach.
nice, but not good. What?
It's a pretty hands-on approach.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's nice. We don't mind. We like doing it.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I
Yeah.
wanted to talk to you about the last draft for Not Perfect. I did not get any
Okay.
feedback on it, so I'm not sure if you've even reviewed it at this time.
No. I didn't. It's weird because sometimes I get your messages and sometimes I don't. So sometimes your messages go into spam. So I didn't get that one, I guess. But I'll look in my spam to see because I bought the other one, the not perfect. I mean, not the
Better Me in
30-day
30 Days,
one. I
yeah.
got that one. Yeah, I got that one, but I didn't see that you recently sent me another copy of Not
It
Perfect.
wasn't actually recent. I sent it to you on the 4th. No, on the 7th, actually. Sorry. 7th, yeah.
Because I remember you sent me something, and I said, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
And you read it.
I sent you Better Me
And
in
then you
30
said, oh,
Days.
don't worry. You're like,
Yeah.
don't worry, I wasn't supposed to send you that. That was the last one that
Yes.
I got.
Yes. I sent another one to just a day after that. Yeah.
Oh, you did? No, I didn't
Yeah.
look at it then because I didn't see it. That's why I said, like, maybe sometimes you can just, like, say, hey, just
Yeah.
look at your email. Because sometimes I get your email and then sometimes it goes into spam for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, no problem.
It's
I'll
weird.
text you from now on, whenever I send a draft, okay?
Yeah, just so that, like, I don't hold you up, right?
I
They
was
feel
actually
bad because,
waiting
like, since
on
I
this
sent it to
response.
you. Yeah. No problem. I will look at it. It's probably in my spam for some
Yeah.
reason. But yeah. But I hate to hold you up. So I'll next time if you just say, hey, look at your email. Then I will make sure.
No problem, no problem.
But
If
I
you
really
want, I can
like.
send it to you right now as well. No problem. So it's
Okay.
easier. Rather than searching for it, you can just consider it a fresh email.
No problem.
Let me
I
do
really
that.
like the 30-day one. I really like that one. You guys have done a really beautiful job on it. I really liked it.
That's great. That's
And
great.
the not perfect one, it's okay. It's okay. Like I like it, but it's not me because I'm not so harsh. There's like a little bit of like harshness I find. But
Yeah.
Mike says like Mike reads it too and he's like, I think it's good. Like he likes it. So he's like, maybe he's like, it's okay. Like when he reads it, he's like, it's good. Like he likes it. He's like, maybe sometimes you have to be a little bit like nudged like that. So I'm like, okay, well I'll just leave it. Like as long as it sounds okay and stuff.
If you want to make it sound a bit softer in comparison, I'll ask the writers to tone down on the emotion of the book.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like maybe, like Mike like said that like, some readers like that, like to read stuff like that.
Yes,
So
they do.
maybe, yeah. So maybe we'll just leave it.
Because it brings the more harsh part actually brings out a sense of emotion into the book. That's why it makes
Yeah.
it sound a lot better.
Yeah, that's what he says. So then he's like, I think like. He's like, I like it. So I'm like, does it sound harsh? And he's like, I don't think so.
So
So.
last time I think we talked, I told you I'm gonna work on chapter 2, section 1, right?
Yeah. But you know
Yeah.
what? We said like we were just gonna move on from it and
Yeah.
like maybe like see how it goes. And
Yeah.
then if we still are not liking it, then we can like figure it out. But, like, at this point, we should just leave it alone so we can, like, move on.
Yeah. There's one important thing that I want to do is because this draft I'm sending you right now, okay, it contains chapter 2, okay?
Okay.
Relatively, it contains chapter 2, section 1, okay? So we have that, but we don't have section 2. I didn't have enough information for section 2. So we can either talk on that, or there's a second proposal that I have. So what we can do is, since in each chapter, it's like you display a problem, and then you give your, like, solution to it, or how do you tackle it with your kids, right? That's how the chapters are being done.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
We can do this as, in a way, we can write down the section ones for each chapter, and then we'll review it accordingly. Like, then we'll go chapter 1, since this is section 1, this is going to be section 2. First can be your stories for each section 1, and then we'll look towards what you did. So that way, it's easier for the writers as well.
Fine.
Cool. So I think the one I sent you right now has chapter 2, section 1, okay?
Okay.
Once you give it a review, I'll get back to me on it, and then we'll discuss chapter 3, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I thought you already reviewed it. That's why I actually gave you this call. So review it first. So we can do it tomorrow as well, no problem, if you have the time.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you, like, what time works better for you? Does this time work better for you, or it's, like, a little bit later?
Both are fine. The only time I'm usually occupied would be...
Because, like, what time is it at your end? Because it's, like, it's almost 5 o'clock here.
Well, it's 3:41 here, so I am usually busy between...
2 hours.
Yeah. These days, I'm kind of busy between 6 to 8. Those are the times I don't usually take calls. But before that, it's fine.
So do you want to do something like 5?
Yeah, we can
do
5. Or 4:30? Perfect.
Yeah. 5 is good? Okay, 5 is good. 5 is
good. Perfect. So I'm going to give you a call tomorrow at 5. That's 5 Eastern, okay?
Okay. So you want me to look at this book, and then you want me to give you, like, some feedback and give you, like, the scenarios.
Yeah, give me a feedback on email, okay? And then we'll talk about chapter 3 tomorrow, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Perfect. Any questions you have regarding the 30 days, or it's all going good?
No, it's working pretty well. I really like they said, I really like the 30-day one. I like how it's coming along. And this one is not bad. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's okay. Like, it's my first time, so I'm not, too critical, right? So,
How about the better way to go along this is to let's continue writing the book. They'll be able to do revisions once we have a good, volume to the book. Make more sense rather than just, stopping at the initial chapters. When we have a good amount, like, say, into chapter 6, then we'll have a good, point of view or the direction for where this book is going. So you might get a better feeling out of it at that time. Also, I asked you last time as well, but you haven't really given a thought to it. So do give a thought to the book covers.
Oh, yeah. To the book covers, yeah. Okay. I will. I'll look into it. I'm not sure. Like, I'm open. Like, if you guys have any suggestions, like, I would be open to them because I'm not really, I'm all new at this, so.
Cool. So I'll ask my side of writers as well to think about what the book cover should be like, and let's talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. If they have some suggestions, I'm up for, anything. Like, I'm open to it for sure. I don't have any suggestions. Like, I don't have anything that I really had set in mind or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm open to suggestions for sure.
Cool. Perfect. So let's talk on this tomorrow, and I'll give you a call at 5.
5. Okay, no problem.
Cool, perfect. Well, have a good day and enjoy your painting.
Yeah. No, thanks. You take
No
care. Have a good
problem.
one. Hopefully you're not
Later.
working so hard.
It's work. Can't really,
Yeah.
put a stop to it.
But like, what do you
Yeah.
do? Are you just like, you're just a manager? Like you like just give all the writers stuff? It's actually pretty exciting. Like your job sounds pretty exciting though.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into this, not just the writing part. The like, yeah, I am dedicated to you, but we have other small tasks as well for other clients as well from time to time.
Yeah, for
So
sure. I'm sure you
we
have like a lot.
correspond between like we have a marketing team, we have a illustration team, a design team for one for website designing, one for app designing, and we have a lot going on here. So.
It sounds like it, but it
Yeah.
sounds exciting. Do you like
It is.
it?
It
Like,
is. It is.
have you
It's
been
fun.
doing it for a while?
Actually, I've been doing this for a few months now, and it's fun.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
good. Well,
Yeah.
like, nice. Do you ever want to write your own book?
Yeah, I have been interested in that for quite a while, but I'm not getting the time to write it down.
Oh, but you should. Just,
Yeah.
just to try it out and see how it goes.
I do plan to once I settle into, work life has been hectic given I shifted here recently. So
Yeah.
change of place and change of pace. Once I get
Yeah,
more used
that's
to it, I'll
nice.
start working on it, yeah.
I'm sure you're learning a lot too, like learning a lot about like how it's developed and stuff like that,
Yeah.
which is really, really exciting.
Yeah, it's more or less of a learning process at this time for me. I'm still learning new things every day, so yeah,
That's
it's good.
okay. That's pretty exciting, though.
Yep, I'm a eager learner, so it's fun for me.
Yeah. But you have lots of accounts, like you have a whole bunch of people that you have to work for. Because you oversee everything, kind of, right?
Yeah, so we. It's like about 90 something people.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is your
A
mind
lot
okay? Like,
a lot goes into making a book. Yeah.
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 Wow, but like you kind of will learn the ins and outs. You could
Yeah.
probably like, do it yourself and then like you could probably make your own book yourself without even, just having somebody look over your writing
It's
eventually.
true.
Because
It's
you'll
true.
know all the ins and outs.
Yeah, it's true.
That's cool.
But because it helps me learn a lot because as a manager you have to know somewhat the basics of each department to, understand if they're doing their job properly, to give them the proper task, and to be able to explain to you better if you are, opting for a specific service, I should know about it, how it gets done, how it's the process. So it's a lot of learning.
Yeah, I bet. It must be, is it a big like place that you work out of? Or do you get to work from home?
It depends. It depends. We mostly work from home these days due to COVID, but
Yeah.
sometimes if it's
Is it better
required,
over there?
yeah,
Is COVID over where you
COVID isn't actually pretty much over anywhere. It's still ongoing. But in the office, it's more like if you want to come to the office, it's fine. If not, you can just stay. Because when COVID struck, it was more or less of a op it became optional because work wasn't really hindered for us. We still continued working
Yeah,
and it was fine.
couldn't
So,
continue.
yeah, the upper management was like, okay, so
But
we can do
here
it both
is
ways.
like
Yeah.
we can go to like stores now without our masks and stuff.
Oh, cool. We still
Yeah,
it,
you
de it
guys?
depends on the store. It depends on the store. Sometimes,
Oh, really?
yeah, mostly depends on the owner. If they allow it, then they allow it. If they don't, they don't. It's become pretty
Oh.
ca it's become much more casual compared to the initial waves.
Yeah, some people got really crazy over it. It's sad.
Oh, trust me, a lot of people got pretty crazy over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people
I don't know.
started going like, oh, I'm dying with this mask. Violation of my rights.
Yeah, you know.
Dude, it's for your protection. What violation is there? It's for your own protection.
Yeah.
Did you guys go through it? Did you guys have COVID? Or?
No,
That's
we
good.
Never got COVID.
That's good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? My kids
yeah.
got COVID, but I never.
It's not
yeah.
fun. It is not fun.
You got really sick?
Yeah, for 2 weeks I couldn't even get off my bed.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Yeah. But it's like initially.
What about your wife? Did your wife get sick too?
Nah, she didn't. I realized that it's not always the scenario, even though she was around
me. No, it's not.
But
yep.
she didn't.
It has to do with your immune system. If your
yeah.
immune system is strong enough, then you're not going to catch it. But if it isn't, then, yeah, you're going to catch it. That's just
yeah.
like anything, though.
Yeah.
It's a common cold, right? If you're
yep.
around people that are sick, you might get it or you might not. And
yep.
you can be a carrier, too. So.
Yeah. That is actually the
yeah.
that's the bigger problem, which people don't get. You can become a carrier, even if you're not infected.
Yeah. I know I am. Like, I hardly ever get sick. But I've worked in healthcare forever. And when I used to work in the nursing home, I used to go over to one of my aunt's house, and she used to get sick all the time. And she's like, you were around sick people today, weren't you, Chris? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I'm sicker than a dog. Thanks for coming to visit me.
Nice.
Yeah, but my mom, that was like my mom that raised me. So she every single time she'd always get sick, and she would be like, you're a carrier, I know you are. And I was like, yeah. She's like, every time you come near me, if you're around sick people, you get me sick. So
so you used to work in healthcare?
Yeah, I've worked there for 22 years. So I was
oh.
in healthcare for 22 years. Yeah.
Wow.
So I worked everywhere. I started as physio and occupational. That's how I started. Then I went to PSW. And then from there, I became a lab tech. And then from there, I became a medical device reprocessor. And then I became an OR attendant. So.
Cool. So I have a question. You said after 20, if I remember my last call with you, you said 22 years into this, and what happened? What?
Mm-hmm. Well, my doctor was like, ever since I've opened my mouth about my doctor, then I wasn't able to find a job. I couldn't get a job in the field anymore, literally. Like, nobody would hire me.
Why?
Mm-hmm. So even like I worked for two companies for 7 years, and like I was just like, do you see that? I literally went on unemployment, and I was like, I can't get hired. And he's like, yeah, but there's so many jobs for PSW. And I was like, yeah, but my doctor was a dirty, disgusting person. And then I opened my mouth to another physician about him, and then I don't get no work now. And he was like, then I was like, is this a coincidental thing or what? And then they didn't say anything. I was like, yeah. So, like, I even showed them. I proved to them. Like, I literally applied to places, and nobody would take my resume anymore.
Wow. Chris, hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. I will be right back.
So, but recently, when I relocated here, a couple of weeks ago, I actually texted Mr. Buttlicker, and, yeah, so then, So I just applied to some places, and it looks like somebody was willing to hire me in the medical field. So
that's great.
It's a coincidental thing. I'm not sure, but we'll see. But I'm not sure if I want to go back and just, like, because I'm working right now. It's, like, not the greatest job, but I'm, like, I don't know if I want to go back
right
to that. I just work in a call center.
Oh, cool.
Work from home. It's working with, like, just, like, kind of, I'm, like, not really selling. It's just more or less, do you know, like, those pod containers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
Ah,
I'm just
taking
calls and, like, setting up moving. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you're more like an expediter at this point.
Yeah. So that's what
it is. That's good. It's you have to get things done. That's the main point in the end. You have to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, you have to work. But, yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I'll send you a link for a website. Next draft, okay? With the next draft. Look it up.
The other book?
No, for an application. Apply there.
Oh.
Okay. It's work from home.
Okay.
You might, if you land it, it's going to be a great job for you.
Oh, thank you, Sheldon. That's really nice of you.
No problem. Just look it up and it might help. Okay? So
okay.
Let's get back on call tomorrow. I'll call you at 5,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll talk about the rest of the details. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
Perfect.
Thank you. Have a good
okay.
night.
Have a good day, Christy. Have a good day.
Bye. Okay.